Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twin. It's the 6th of October today, so October day 6. And the topic today is, what song do you remember being on the radio when you were very young? And, my memory is a bit hazy on this. I remember a few songs. They seem to be my earliest music or other song memories, but I have no idea whether they were on the radio or whether they came from that tape that my dad played over and over and over again, that he had in this little black Philips radio that had a cassette deck. And because it was a Philips, he must have got it in West Germany. Psh, don't tell anyone. So I don't know how he got hold of that. But that's what I remember where our music came from. So having said that, and this is another East German boo that never really made it, music was heavily censored, so not a lot of songs made it. We had some homegrown talent, groups, but also solo artists, and I'm sure they were told exactly what to write and what not. But we also had some international artists. I remember Madonna, Michael Jackson. Anyone, it seems, who was produced by Stock Aitken Waterman, and then later on Modern Talking, who were West German, even Pet Shop Boys, but I'm sure not all of their work made it across. But I think some of the Pet Shop Boys songs were quite critical of the Tory government at the time, and I think being critical of capitalism was okay, so that was allowed. But I have no idea what the criteria were in the censorship. All I know is that there is some music that completely passed me by, and I only found out about it later. Lots of stuff that Simon's played me that I should have been aware of, I guess, but I just had no idea. I didn't even know there were that many bands and artists out there until I think I was about 14. And I think at that point things were already starting to break up a bit, and my cousin from West Germany came to visit, and he brought me the prominent youth magazine in West Germany at the time called Bravo. I don't know if that's still going, and that had everything in it that would interest a teenager, from movie stars to artists, and that opened up a whole new world. But then I suppose I didn't really get properly into music until I was in my late teens, and then I didn't even become properly rebellious in my music until I was in my early 20s. So bit of a late start on that one, so I'm still discovering lots of stuff. I was going to play you something that I remember from very early on, and I may well talk about music again at a later stage, or at least from what I remember. The songs that I definitely, whenever I hear them, I'm about 3 or 4 again. There's T-Rex, Hot Love, which I'm not trying to play because Simon's already played some T-Rex, so I'm not going, and I think we all know that song. And I have to apologise. I am in the studio, but I'm making a nice audio file. It's not something I've learned yet, so I'm just gonna start playing these songs. And turn them down a bit so you can still hear me. So yes, Harpo, movie star. I think this is one of the problems I've always had, that I recognise the song, but I have absolutely no idea what it's called or who sang it. Happens all the time. So, this was one of the songs, and I still love this. It's good for driving, actually. Okay, I'm going to stop this in a rather amateurish manner. I do apologise. And the other one is this one. Mm-hmm. Yes, you'll know by now what that is, yeah? Mm-hmm. And the weirdest thing about this is, I don't have a complete picture in my head. I can hear this song and it brings up totally different images. When I later saw what the band actually looks like, I had to learn this new because I'd never seen them. So we had the GDR had no pictures of stars unless you managed to catch them on a big Saturday night show. You wouldn't know what these people actually looked like. Okay, and I'm going to... Great song, though. And I'm going to inflict... Sorry. Sorry about this stopping and starting. And then there's one more I'm going to inflict on you, and that is this one. Do you know what it is yet? So we had a lot of Bonnie M as well. A lot of them. But this is one song that I remember in particular. The Rivers of Babylon. I don't know why I remember this, but I think my parents quite liked it as well. So there's a lot of... and I think they also came to perform. So I think I had seen them. And then there's one more before time runs out, which I just like to play you. And this is basically the East German Tiffany. She's called Inka, and pressed the wrong button, but it stopped. I guess that was kind of what I was aiming for. I will learn this, I promise. This one. Um, 16 years old, and her dad was something high up in the East German music scene, and I guess he got her this deal. She never recorded anything else, to my knowledge, but she's now a TV presenter.